Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. Hey, it's Monday, the 27th of June.
What?
This is...
Wait a minute.
There's 27th of June. There's something about the 27th of June.
Well, I don't know, but you know what? It was the same thing with the 21st. What is today? The 22nd. What? Something special today? The 25th. What? Something's supposed to happen today? I was supposed to sing the national anthem at the game.
We'll talk about that. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Pat's at the helm today. You know, we have three or four people that show up here during the week, and it's great. They all are pros. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
And Pat played piano. We talked about this. Can you just turn my mic up in there just a bit? Because I have it out here. There's a little bit of it. Yeah. And so Pat played Under the Bridge for one of those Turtle Bay fabulous dinners that people donate, and they have a group of, six or seven
Did
people.
Did that happen?
Yeah, last night.
Ooh.
We were invited, but I had the game. I thought we were going to have the game.
Yeah, I saw the photo.
It was fun, a lot of fun. We really cooled off in the evening. And
beautiful.
They danced and had great wine.
Once we plan something in our lives, I mean, that's what we focus on. And then if it gets canceled like it did, then we just look at it as, we don't have to do that. Or we're off for that time. And speaking of that... We're going to talk about what, to me, is a national day. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We got the first hour is going to be open line, and then Kathy Darlin Allen, county clerk, will join us.
Oh, wonderful. Let's hear about...
Yeah, but the let's hear the weather first, though.
All right. Looks like we're going to have a hot day with a 102. Actually, it's kind of a relief after 107. And lows tonight of 70, tomorrow 98.6. Under triple digit? Are you kidding? It's a breeze. 96 tomorrow on Tuesday. Wednesday calls for 98. Thursday 95. And Friday 93. So we do have about a 10 degree drop there in the daytime. And clear skies for the next, for the forecast here. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned. They bring us the weather. They're the sponsors for the weather, and they have been since day one. Our folks out in Anderson, it's a family-owned business. We call them, they do a lot of secret angel work, but they're really phenomenal people. That is the Kinney family, owners of Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
Veteran-owned business. Hey, what happened last night? We were heading to the game. Well, we were going to go to the game, and I got a phone call from Rick Pacetti as the other team decided not to play.
We don't know why.
We don't know why. However, the night before, they've been hammered, I think, for two nights in a row. Pat, you were gone, too. But they got hammered for a couple of nights, and the third night they just kind of disappeared and went home early, I think. But this has been a strange year. Rick and I talked about it because we've had rain. We've been rained out.
Yeah, which is unusual.
I mean, yeah, it is unusual.
In June.
We've had teams just kind of not show up, or members of their team haven't shown up, or they've left. So not our team, not the Colt 45s. Colt 45s are fine. So, but we've got games this weekend, of course.
Okay, so let's
We're
just
not
talk
playing on the 1st.
All right, so let's just, well, it's going to be the 4th of July, and of course they have their great, big, wonderful.
Second, third, I don't know, see, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Well, because they always have where you can take your quilt out after the game and put it out on
Chairs.
The lawn and watch the
Chairs,
fireworks.
Everything.
If you just bring your stuff.
Come to the game.
But anyway, I wanted to just talk
a little bit. Let me finish that. Come to the game and have your stuff in the car, then go back out, get your stuff, and put, get out in the outfield. There's plenty of room, and it's a great spot for watching the fireworks. If you just want to watch the fireworks from there, you can come in after the game, or during the game, and pay your ticket and go on out there and sit. But there's no problem with parking. There's no line to get out. even though I must admit the city of Reading has gotten a lot better since I've lived here on getting people out of places. The rodeo, you were gone. It was stacked. But if you just want to have a good place where you can, you know, they're going to have the refreshment bar be open. I'm sure they're going to still be selling, you know, some beer and wine. You might be able to even get something to eat at, well, I don't know if you can. It's going to be after the game. You should be able to. But check with the Colt 45s. But it's a great place. Take the family. Kids can run around and all that. And you're in a fenced field, so you don't have to worry about them getting away. Okay. That's all I had to say.
Well, what I wanted to say is that let's not jump to the worst conclusion. There was a lot of things that went through my mind about this team canceling on the third night, because there's a cluster of, you know, if you're doing a three-night run, that team, isn't that usually how it goes, Carl?
Yeah, so three
you
or four.
So they can do like a little mini tournament each time. So my thought went to, please don't quote me in saying that, why even stay? It's a Sunday night. We lost two nights. We just give it, you know, I don't want to go there, because I was just talking to Pat before the show that there is in my opinion, and this is because of my old show business background, is that there is an art in losing, in not getting the audition, in having a crappy performance. You learn so much in the failure, if you're open to it. Like what not to do again. There's a grace in losing. And in my opinion, if you are scheduled to perform three nights or to play three nights, on that third night, even if you have lost two games, this is just my philosophy, that you may have the best hit, the best run, the best score, the best moment in a losing game, and what you can draw from that experience as a team, psychologically. And so there is, in my opinion, a true art in losing. And I don't know how many coaches teach this. I don't know how many people say, you know, wardrobe malfunction, what are you going to do? What if your microphone goes dead? What if it is rained out? What if you're performing on a stage that's metal and you're being little, we had this happen. I've had it happen in my life where you're getting these little things of electrocution in the middle of a song from, you know, some kind of short in something. What do you do? How do you handle these moments with grace? There's my little, it's not a rant, but that's my, you know, like, if you fall, do you get back up? Do you say, let's keep going? Or do you?
It could be your right-handed pitcher just didn't feel good, though.
Could have been all that easy, but I'm just talking about where my mind went. So I'm sharing there should be a whole thing taught, I think, to our youth about the art of losing. What you can do in that moment.
Yeah, well,
that
that's
could change
true.
Your, change the course of your life with your attitude.
And I agree. Okay. Let's take a quick break. Because last night, for the last two nights, I have just slept completely through.
Oh, good.
Which you usually do. But usually between 3 and 3:30, I get up. I don't know if you get up between 3 and 3:30.
I drank a lot of water last night. So you know I was up.
But for some reason, between 3 and 3:30, I wake up. Check the room, and then go right back to sleep.
Yeah.
So, but our sleep number, last night, I changed my sleep number setting to 50 from 55.
And I went down to 30.
And you were at 30. Your sleep number setting was 30 last night. Now, because of sleep number being able to adjust the firmness of each mattress,
you don't have to compromise in that. You compromise in so many things. You don't have to compromise on the way you sleep at night. And Sleep Number has just delivered it's delivered the goods for us the last 9 years. It really has. I say 8, 9. I can't remember when we got it, but whenever it was, it has been a great bet. So why choose Proven Quality Sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's weekend special with the Queen 360 C2 Smart Bed, now only $899. Plus, special financing. That ends today, only at our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go on over there. Meet everybody. Who do you work with? Who have you worked with over there, Linda? At the Sleep Number store.
I
believe his name is Richard.
I don't, you know, you put me on the spot right
well,
there.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think his name is Richard. And it doesn't make any difference. Any one of the pros over there. And try out all the beds. You're going to find one that works for you. Now, the special financing is subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator K. Maurice and Marianne Johannesson, in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It's Monday, the 27th of June. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, receiving the top grades in specific categories, but they're kind of like big ones, like heart attack care, emergency room care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, all the big ones. They get the highest scores. Plus their A rating from a national organization that rates all the hospitals in the United States. And for 2 years in a row, Shasta Regional Medical Center has had that A rating. Healing starts here. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
All right, guys. So here's the thing. Can you turn me up a little bit over there? Yeah. Here's the deal. Okay. So the music is dated. The character is not directly familiar. And the lead actor is unproven on the big screen. Mm-hmm. But critics and audiences are responding, Gross said. This is the Baz Luhrmann Show. A music, dance, and sex appeal spectacular. It's a hit. Warner Brothers and Paramount will be counting every last dollar and cent to determine which film ranks number one Monday at the box office. Ties for first place are rare, but it's even more unusual that one of the two contenders has been playing in the theater for over a month. That's Maverick and Elvis. Now, we went to go see Elvis over the weekend. We went to a matinee.
Anymore?
No, it's not doing anything. So we went to Elvis over the weekend, and, you know, I love Baz Luhrmann's, let me say, I think that's how you say his last name. He did, another film that I love so much, and a couple of them actually, Strictly Ballroom, and, he's got a style. So, I was wondering, because there were so many various, age groups that were there, that I wondered what an older generation that really went to go see Elvis thought about this movie, because there were it was a lot of action, a lot of editing. It was phenomenal. I highly recommend any and everybody to go see this film. Because they do this thing where you've got this wonderful unknown actor who, you know, and of course I saw this documentary over the weekend before seeing the show, that Priscilla and Lisa Marie and Tom Hanks and, you know, Baz Luhrmann were talking about this actor, and Priscilla and Lisa Marie were talking about how it was really the first movie they really feel depicted his life.
Well, I had not heard of this. The kid looked familiar, and I say kid, he's 30. But I kind of remember him from something else, and I looked him up, and he was in a couple of, played kids' parts, and even had an Emmy nomination for supporting actor when the kid shows. I say kid shows, teenage shows, that most people, except teenagers, don't watch. But he did a phenomenal job, and you're right, the editing in this, where they'd edit from him to Elvis at the end, was just, I mean, you had to kind of like,
It's like the faces blurred from the guy who was the actor.
Just kind of blurred. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and there was a lot of that went on, because you would see there was real footage, and then they completely paired or emulated the real footage from different angles, and you weren't really sure if that was the actor or if that was really Elvis. It was just amazing. Anyway, $30.5 million each these movies brought in over the weekend.
Well, Elvis, I think, is going to have some Oscar contenders.
Oh, my goodness.
I tell you, Tom Hanks takes on the role of Colonel Parker.
And we had no idea that Colonel...
He almost looks like, if you looks like the Penguin. And, you know, and I know, I really think they kind of had him look like that because, connotates evil. Because this guy Parker was nothing but a carnival barker. And when he found Elvis and he signed Elvis and then, he was the controlling force in Elvis Presley. He signed all these picture deals, which Elvis eventually started hating. He took 50% of everything Elvis made.
Well, when Elvis was
then when he tried to break loose from him, he hands him a check or an invoice for. Okay, we're not going to tell you any more than that.
Yeah.
But this is all historical. But if you, because I could tell you the whole movie and I don't want to. But it's an incredibly acted movie. The music, of course, is great. And it shows Elvis's roots in black music back in the 50s.
In the Memphis
where
area.
He started. And there were things about him I didn't know. I mean, I don't know if everything in this thing is right, in this movie is right. Most of it isn't. It could, it's based on a true story, but they embellish or they leave things out or they add things. So it's worth your time. Now, Top Gun Maverick. Would you go see that again?
Yeah, I would see both of these movies again because they're so, it's like we've watched a movie the other night for, I don't know, maybe the eighth time. We both, how you get together with your wife or your friend or whatever and say, all right, what are we going to watch tonight? Something new, something old. We watched something that we've watched before, and we found that there was something in the ending that we just discovered.
Oh, yeah, The Accountant.
Yes.
With
Ben
Affleck.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a blockbuster movie, but it was probably one of his best because he didn't have to act a lot.
And oh, he did, too.
No, he did not.
He had to have, a real deadpan. There was...
Well,
he had to have dead
him,
behind his
it?
Eyes, kind of, yeah,
no, okay.
A little bit.
Anyway, but the last scene of the movie, after I've seen this movie probably two or three times, and... It was in that last.
We're so
scene.
Weird with our numbers.
I know.
Well, it's more than two or three, Carl.
No,
up.
Okay, not together. Anyway, the last scene, there was something in there that I just oh my gosh, and Linda and you missed it, and I played it back again. You went, oh my gosh,
yeah.
I don't know. By the way, I have horse trailer envy. I just want to tell you that.
Well, that until
Michelle and John, Michelle brought her horse trailer back. It's parked across the street.
Yes.
And
it's enclosed.
It's we have horse trailer in the we have a nice horse trailer. Thank you, Leonard. But it's not like this one. And I went over and I pulled out of the driveway and I backed up and I was looking at it and you all have a great and I know you've also got a stock trailer. But this one was a beautiful trailer. And she can pull it behind her Toyota Land Cruiser. I don't know if you can haul it if you have horses in it. I don't know if that Land Cruiser can do that. But okay. Have we thanked everybody? Oh, I've still got 2 minutes. I want to thank Linda publicly. I did it on Facebook already. That Saturday morning I was up at 5 because I had things to do. And... the things to do was go on a horseback ride before it got crazy hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then had other things we did. But Sunday morning, Linda crept out like a little mouse. I just barely heard you leaving. At what time did you leave? What, 6?
Yeah, probably about 6.
Around 6. Went out to the stables, exercised the horse, took care of the horse, cleaned out the stall. Then took everything out of the tack room. And it's everything out of the tack room, washed it down, swept it, washed it down, put everything back in the tack room. Exercised the horse some more and put her back. And you were home by.
Gave her a bath.
Gave her a bath. Gave the horse a bath. And if you don't think that's funny, you're watching Linda give that horse a bath. They're both getting a bath when she gives that horse a bath.
Well, anyway, the point is that you need to take care of your stuff, and it's dusty out there. And so it gives me great pride and privilege to be able to, again, it's part of loving the North State, loving and respecting your things that you have.
That's true. But I just want to thank you in front of everybody for giving me those 2 hours or 3 hours. Or whatever it was.
I thought, well, you know, when you go out to the range and you teach classes, you get up early and are out there on a mission.
Well, yeah. And if you're going to ride now, you ride early or you ride late? I'd rather ride early.
Well, you've got a shooting class this Thursday out in this heat.
Yes. Yeah. The last time we lost somebody.
Yeah, it was me.
Hey, we're going to take a break. Open line, 605-4567. I've got a couple of tickets. I've got a couple of tickets to give away for Colt 45 games. And you can use them for the July 4th. You can use them anytime around there. But we'll be giving away right after this break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993. Family, seniors, business owners, and, of course, veterans. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And if you're looking for that second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. And you know the stock market's been crazy. Give her a call at 530-221-0441. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course.
Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
All right, here's the cool thing about Maverick. Even though they don't play this song, they do this, bow, 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 bow. There's that without the vocal. So they do a little bit of the soundtrack. They weave it through.
Yeah,
so
like
cool.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
Danger Line. Woo.
Yeah, and okay. Also Jeremy from Sleep Number. Jeremy. So Carl had asked me, when we did our morning read, and I was looking up a headline, my brain couldn't click onto the name, but Jeremy. Jeremy's his name. And if you're looking to think about, hey, look, we've got family coming for Thanksgiving for a whole week. And I'm thinking, do we do a blow-up bed or do we do a queen-size Sleep Number bed? So we have something that is really nice in our guest bedroom. So we're thinking about it. All right?
Well, if we're going to do that, let's send it down to your parents' house.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay, we had SCOTUS has made another decision in the Supreme Court of the United States. If you remember this one case where the football coach went out on the 50-yard line after the game, and he prayed, and students would go out there. Players would go out there. Nobody told them to go out there. They just went out there. Well, some parents complained and said, wait a minute, my son feels like it's peer pressure. And so the school board tells him, nope, you can't pray on the 50-yard line after the game. The game's over. And then he says, but this is my right to do this, you know, to pray. I'm not forcing anybody. I just go out there and pray to God and, you know, thank him for no injuries and all these things. And so they fired him. Well, this went up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has said he has a perfect right to do that. That is not, you know, 6-3. With one of the justices, Sotomayor, says, oh, no, you're blurring the lines between church and state. And the rest of them are saying, no, he has the perfect right to pray. And other people, if they want to come out there, they can do it. Nobody's forcing them. It's not organized for people to do that. And the school system said, well, we offered them another place, but The other place was far away from the football field, and nobody could have made it anyway. So SCOTUS backs that. Now, of course, SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States, also said that Roe versus Wade was that abortion is not a constitutionally protected, and sent it back to the states, saying it's up to the states whether they want to have abortion in their state. Now, as you can imagine, that has caused some consternation. We've had two protests right here in Reading that were peaceful. Of course, mm-hmm. We have peaceful protests in Reading. Nobody's been beat up. Nothing's been set on fire. Nobody, you know, nothing like that. The Black Lives Matter, any of those. None of them were violent, unlike some in the other areas. It'll be interesting to see. I've got some other comments, but we've got a caller. Dave, good morning.
Hey, is this open line?
Get closer to the phone.
I'm on the phone. Where am
well,
I?
Well, then turn him up.
Good morning, Dave.
Turn me up, I'm telling you.
Is that as far up as he goes? Oh, we got you as far up as you go. Okay. What you got?
I'm talking as loud as I can. I'm waking up the neighbors.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I wanted to wish my honey a happy birthday today. She's put up with me 52 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
She's only 26, but she is my sweetheart, and I love her, and I want to wish her a happy birthday.
Aww.
She's an angel. She's an angel.
Put up with me, you better believe it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how you guys are. I don't know if there was a fire this morning at 4:30, or and this is the aftermath, or if this is this gated community on the river behind me that they burned trash, and they're burning since 4:30 this morning. It's just starting to clear now, where you can breathe, but it's been plastic and trash since 4:30.
Oh my gosh!
And
of course, we're talking down on the river at the Henderson Open Space now.
Yeah, the gated community there behind my house.
What's the name of that place now? I'm sorry.
Near Pond.
I'm sorry?
Near Pond.
Near Pond. Okay, I'm going to try and start using that.
New Pond, Near Pond, I don't know. Whatever.
Right.
It's fish. But we're so happy to have the new gated community back there. It's just a lovely bunch. They keep their yards very, very clean and nice. And
I'm hearing sarcasm here.
They really take care of the river. I tried to call some kind of fire department this morning, and the only thing I can get is 911. And I don't want to call 911 and gripe about a fire that's burning, but you know they do this every night about for 3 hours. But this has been going on since 4:30 this morning.
Well, you need to call 911 if there's, you know, if you've got fires going on at 4:30 in the morning and the smoke is coming into your place, you've got a right to complain about that.
I guess I do. I don't know, dude. We're getting so tired. I fixed the fence. There's a big hole in the fence. We fixed it yesterday, and the owner of the fence, he said, I'm just about done, Dave. And I said, I'm sorry, bud, but we've got too much sweat equity into this. We've got to fix it. We've got to keep going because one day we're going to win. I just believe it, you know.
Well, I'm going to go back to that. I sent an email to him, and with your comments that one day, I had it attached to the email. And let me go back and see what kind of response I had, if I had any response at all.
This,
you know, the only thing that's going to fix that is fencing it off.
I think if they would take and cut the stuff from the ground up 4 feet, where everybody could see everything that's going on, I don't think they'd be there. They don't do it across the river.
Well, that's a good point, and you know that helps prevent fires too. You know,
fires, rapes, murders. This baloney camping stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, bud, but I got to live with this every day, and I just can't.
You need to keep sharing. You know what? All of you need to go down. I mean, all of you.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
All of you need to go down to the city council, say, this is where I live, you know, and this is what's happening. What are you going to do about it? Just make them look you in the eye. And they, you know, well, we can't comment on open, you know, yes, you can. Yes, you can tell me that you at least understand what's happening down there and you're going to do something. You know, well, get 20 or 30 of your families down there. Fill that place up.
Yeah, they have a plan. They do have a plan, and they're working on it, but it's going to take, you know, I think it's going to take 3 years to get it done.
Well, they had photos.
They just got to put up with it.
They had photos in Record Searchlight of down there. You know, it showed, oh, here's the bridge, and here's the signs that have been defaced, and but here's all the trash. You know, I mean, yeah. I don't know what it takes. I don't know what it takes to get the city council off their asses to do something. I mean, they sure as hell, they can sell land in 11 days and cost us a lot of money. You would think they could just get down there and turn code enforcement loose and trim up those trees and, you know, make your, give
of,
you a month.
Got a lot,
yeah.
Yeah, they've got a lot of people that, trustees that they can come down here with. They have them cleaning up the bottoms. They clean up the trash. Why can't they just cut the trees? Anyway, I called Nick yesterday and I suggested that the city actually will fine you if you have homeless people living on your property. They'll fine you until you clean it up, get them out of there. You know that?
Yeah.
So I would like to get a hold of the supervisor in the county that will sue the city and get this crap cleaned up. I don't know. I know we all have to pay for it, but we're going to pay for it one way or the other.
We got to run, but we talked about this last time, is that you find a lawyer that sues the city for taking away your quality of life. They can do that.
I want a lawyer, but I can't afford one that's going to cost, you know, buku money.
Yeah, they'll take half. So.
Right. I'll give them three quarters. I don't care.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Bye.
All right. Bye. I know
first of all, what we're hearing right now is a man who has been such a wonderful, now we've got to take a break, I'm sorry. You know, let's talk about when this comes back. He's been a secret angel so much. This guy has done so much good in this community.
And all these
corrosion in what's happening in his, I hear it in his voice. You have no rights. You're living someplace where the fire is set behind you and you have to breathe. What part do you not just go ballistic?
Well, that's it. And it's been going on for years.
Okay, warning everybody. Listen. How would you feel if this were you? Heard? No. Action? No. What does one do when they are a paying citizen in Reading, and you have this homeless situation behind you with dogs, them climbing on your deck, taking baths in your hot tub, ruining your property, now polluting the air within your back area, so you've got to close your windows, you have no... When do you not lose it?
8:48 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and this is a great place. Estate jewelry, all different types of jewelry, necklaces, earrings, watches, you name it, it's there. A super selection at very fair prices is at Four Winds Jewelry. Good people there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up,
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Do you love country music? Come see Curb recording artist Dylan Scott perform live in concert Friday, July 8th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets are $60 plus fees. For tickets, call 1-800-280-UWIN. A must-see show. Country sensation Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 8th. Concerts are better at the river.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite and Mike Huber. It's a veteran-owned business that's been in the business for over 20 years, and he is truly an artist when it comes to redesigning kitchens, bathrooms, and other rooms in your house and outside. Marble, slate, granite, tile, any of these. Mike is an expert in. He's one of the good guys. He works by appointment only, so give him a call at 241-STONE for a free consultation about what you want to do and then his ideas along with yours to make your house especially beautiful. 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. Today is the 27th of June, and this is PTSD Awareness Day. It's important for all Americans to remember that 30% of our service members experience some sort of post-traumatic stress from their experiences during wartime or deployments or from other traumatic events, such as sexual or physical abuse. A professor of medical psychology and a PTSD expert said in an interview that PTSD sufferers often find difficulty falling asleep due to anxiety, agitation, and hypervigilance. Hypervigilance. You find yourself when you come back out of a combat zone doing strange things like there's a box alongside the road and you just shift over three lanes, or people shifting lanes under the under an overpass so somebody won't throw things back. Smells, bright flashing lights, as we saw that one time. At the, what was that? Was that the,
No, it was, Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
We went to go see it. And I, you know, you had recently, that was pretty new in our relationship. I think maybe you'd been back a couple, maybe a year or so.
No, I was listening.
And I thought maybe you were sick. And you had to go, you know, you left, we were in loge seats at the Cascade with my brother and sister-in-law, because my brother was a huge Weird Al Yankovic fan. So they came up, we went to the show. But, as well as service people, people can, the fires that we've had, people losing homes, still could have the smell of something, the loss of something. Okay, so the fires are, you know, to have a car accident, to have a death, to have the threat of something, to losing something, These are to be secondhand of something that could be something you watch. We talk about this with children and domestic violence. The PTSD is a real thing that affects your the neurons in your brain, and it physically alters your body. And not everybody is the same. Two people can watch or be a part of the same thing. It's like, why do some people come back from Carl? Some people come back from serving. You've witnessed it with a younger generation that came back, meaning that you were there to mentor. Some that were this in the same, left at the same time in the same team over there, and then came back, and some were extremely affected, and some were affected in a different way that maybe came out 5 years later.
Well, it does. And, you know, Debbie Sprague wrote a great book, Stranger in My Bed, mm-hmm. where it showed up years later for Randy, and who has just passed away in the last few months. But the one thing, if you were a professional and, you know, this was your job, you were surrounded by other guys and girls who had been in there, and it was kind of like your group, because we've all been in it, and it affects other people other ways. But it's real, and we have to be aware of it, and we are still having 21 to 22 veterans a day committing suicide. So if, you know, you need to understand what a lot of these people are going through. Special ops guys worked on they worked a night cycle as opposed to a day cycle. And even though a lot of our activities were at night, too, for just your regular grunts out there. So anyway, today is June 27th is National PTSD Awareness Day. So just think about that. Might want to look it up and see what happens to people who don't get a lot of sleep, who've been on adrenaline for sometimes years. And then we want them to be perfectly normal when they come back, and it's difficult. It's difficult at best. Okay. Hey, we got, like, the 501 shut down. The 501 bar shut down. Which was, I think, the only gay bar
that we know of.
That we know of.
Publicly
in Reading. And
I love to go dancing there.
Oh yeah. I mean, and then when they asked the owner.
Goes on at the 501 stays at the 501. Period.
Which is good for you.
Shall we go on? No.
No. That's just good for you. And you go down there in costume after the Reading Rancherias thing. But the bottom line is
you can't even walk.
People are wondering what's going to happen.
Walk out of there with your bare feet because you can't even be in heels if you're so big. Actually, heels breaking off, dancing so hard that, you know, your shoes fall apart. Who cares when you're there?
what's going to happen to the 501? Is it going to be rebranded or what? But a lot of people are asking the questions. Yes, I know you've come home with one shoe busted.
But I think that this might be an opportunity for somebody to do an underground. I mean, that's the way it is.
Underground, it's got to be above ground, just like the 501 was. That was, you walked in and people had a good time. You didn't have to be gay to go in there.
Well, I'm just talking about, like, a place that, yeah. It's, think about it. I think there's all kinds of people listening right now that was like, we got to create something that's just off the wall.
We got to run. Kathy Darlin Allen, county clerk, joins us when we get back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Prayer was protected by the First Amendment. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote for the majority, quote, "The Constitution and the best of our traditions counsel mutual respect and tolerance, not censorship and suppression for religious and non-religious views alike." The case forced the justices to wrestle with how to balance the religious and free speech rights of teachers and coaches with the rights of students not to feel pressured into participating in religious practices. The outcome could strengthen the acceptability of some religious practices in the public school setting. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The G7 leaders meeting at their summit in the Bavarian Alps restating their support for Ukraine as the U.S. readies to outline a new package of military aid.
President Joe Biden is set to announce the U.S. is to send an advanced surface-to-air missile system to Ukraine, as well as additional artillery support, according to a person familiar with the matter, in the latest assistance meant to help the country defend against Russia's four-month invasion. The U.S. is purchasing NASAMS, a Norwegian-developed anti-aircraft system, to provide medium to long-range defense. NASAMS is the same system used by the U.S. to protect the sensitive airspace around the White House and the U.S. Capitol in Washington. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia defaulting on its foreign debt for the first time in a long time. The last default occurred in 1918. That was caused by the uproar over the Bolshevik Revolution. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 51 points. The NASDAQ ahead, too, and the S&P better by 7 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
Will he go or not? Chinese President Xi Jinping is keeping Hong Kong guessing about his possible appearance at the 25th anniversary of the former British colony's return to Chinese rule. The government has yet to say whether Xi will be physically present for the events, which include the inauguration of the city's new chief executive. The event is hugely symbolic for Xi, who wants to be seen as propelling a national rejuvenation as he prepares for an expected third five-year term as head of the ruling Communist Party. A bullet train has collided with an engine in a train station in northeastern Czech Republic, killing one person, injuring five others. Czech Railways says the accident took place early in the morning, shortly after the departure of the Pendolino train for Prague. The driver of the bullet train was killed, while four Czech Railways employees on the engine and one on the train were injured. News and analysis at townhall.com. Grand Canyon National Park decides not to extend a key project in the fall.
That program used volunteers to kill bison to downsize the herd. But new surveys show the herd roaming the far reaches of northern Arizona is actually closer now to the goal of about 200. Authorities also say the gunfire and presence of humans was not enough to push the bison outside the park boundaries where they can be hunted. The park is now working with other agencies to develop a long-term plan to manage the massive creatures. Jason Walker reporting.
It was a stronger-than-expected showing for durable goods orders in the month of May. Orders to factories for those big-ticket long-lasting items rose 0.7% last month, that according to the government. Get on Wall Street. The Dow is up 27 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning here on the 27th of June, which is PTSD Awareness Day. We talked about that in the last segment, 8:05. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Pat's at the helm. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay. And Linda.
Good morning, everybody. It looks like we're going to have a hot day with 102 today. Overnight lows of 70. Tuesday calls for a hot day with the temperatures around 98. Overnight lows of 70. Wednesday, temperatures around 98. Thursday, 95. Friday, once again, under triple digit with 93. Looks like we have clear skies throughout the week, hot and clear. Weather is brought to you by, our forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This business is located in Anderson, where all your propane and gas needs, the Kenny family, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, we're here with Kathy Darlin Allen. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, every time I call, you make time in your schedule to come on over. And here it is.
Here it is. Happy to do it.
The election's over. Almost.
No.
The election is not over.
It's not over. I said almost.
So, you know, we've been voting by mail for a long time in Shasta County. And so what that means is that we have a lot of ballots that come in ahead of time. And we have a lot of ballots that come in on election day as well. So there's a giant pile of paper that we need to process after
if
election
day is
over.
They can be mailed on election day, too.
They can be. So they can be. But the place where we get the most ballots from is the drop boxes and the polling places on election day. That's where people really, in the majority, drop off their ballots on election day. But those all still have to be processed, which means sorted and signature checked and then opened and extracted and counted. And so most of those are complete already. We do have some stragglers to add into the count today. My understanding is that we're going to do a final tabulation today, which means we can then start the risk-limiting audit, which is our final audit. And we have some other cleanup stuff to do this week as well, but we anticipate being done by Friday, and we hope to certify by Friday.
Okay, so risk?
Limiting audit.
Okay, explain what that is.
So there's
please.
Sure, of course. There's two kinds of audits that we do. The first is required by law. It's a 1% manual hand tally, and that's 1% of the precincts, not 1% of the ballots. So we pick, randomly select a precinct and count everything on that ballot. And remember, in this election, those ballots were two cards, two pages long, front and back. And so things are just taking a lot longer than people may be used to. We are well within our legal limit. We have 30 days to complete the canvas. So really the last day for us to complete all these audit procedures is July 7th. But a risk-limiting audit is a different kind of audit. It's currently allowed under law as a pilot program. And what it does is it takes a look at the entire picture of the election. So when we do that 1% count, we're basing that on the election night tabulation, which we know now is about half the votes, right? So the RLA actually looks at every ballot that we count, which is why we can't start it until we do our final count. So that includes all the mail ballots that came in late. It includes all the provisional ballots that are processed, and all those folks who forgot to sign their envelopes.
Mm.
We can add all of those ballots into that audit. So it's a much more complete picture of the election. And what we do is create something called a ballot manifest, which is essentially a long list of every single ballot that we've counted. And where it's located, what box it's located in, and well, what batch it's located in.
Well, you just mentioned something that kind of piqued my interest. Well, several things, by the way, not just to say that. But anyway, when somebody doesn't sign their envelope,
yes,
That means the people who were at home filling out their ballot and then, oh, my gosh. So what is that? Does that mean it's...
So that means that we need to contact them.
Okay.
And we do. And we have to establish a day ahead of the election because people, of course, return their ballots and forget to sign them before the election, right? So at the very beginning of the voting period, 29 days before the election, we establish the here's the deadline for when you have to sign your ballot by. And so we picked June 24th in this election, so that was Friday. So we had to wait for that to roll by before we could do our final count.
Mm.
And so we contact folks by letter initially, and then as we get closer, we will also call people, email them, try and see if we can find where they work on Facebook. We go to all kinds of lengths to try and find folks.
You mentioned before we even began this interview with you today, Kathy, you talked about the word canvassed.
Yes.
And I like to share this with, please share with our listeners, when we hear the word canvassed, we're not talking about the fabric. We're
right.
talking about perhaps what the word with two S's means.
Correct. So canvas with two S's means a couple of different things. The first thing and the kind of layperson's thing, which is exactly what you said, Linda, which is, oh, you're going and knocking on doors and talking to people. No, absolutely not. We are evaluating and auditing the election results and all the materials we got back from the precincts and performing the audits I just talked about. So canvas for us in the legal in the elections related term has nothing to do with leaving the office and knocking on doors. It has everything to do with kind of pulling apart
that's
everything that's been submitted to us.
You've given everybody a chance. That was June 24th?
Correct.
June 24th, you've already reached out to everybody. You know, it was, since everything should have been in on June 7th.
Right.
The vast majority were. Things weren't done. You reach out to them by mail, phone, email.
Correct.
Please come down and sign your ballot.
We actually mail them a Xerox copy of the envelope so they can see it.
And
then they can sign it, and then they can fax it back to us. They can take a picture with their cell phone and send it back to us. There's all kinds of ways they can get that information.
So
they can come in, of course.
They can come in, but I can also take a photo of it with my camera that I've signed it and sent it to you?
Yes. And if we can then verify that signature matches, right.
Okay. Oh, well, that's the big thing, is making sure that signature matches. And we know that there's a problem with that if you get a driver's license when you're 16, and then it's 26, that sometimes those are tough.
Yep.
So, all right, so you've gone back. Everybody signed them that, you know, oh, darn. And they send it back to you in one way or the other. At that point, then on June 24th,
We have to, as I said, we have to let that deadline kind of roll by, right? So
it
it's 5 o'clock on June 24th.
So now you can take all those ones that were off to the side and start counting them.
Well, the ones that we validated, yes. And then the ones that were not validated, unfortunately, will not count.
Right.
We do have a record of them being returned. And then today, they're actually, it's after 8 o'clock right now. They're already probably working on getting tabulation started. I saw folks circling the parking lot when I parked.
Circling the parking lot. Okay, so when you because it's a I always thought, but sometimes I'm not right. You've got machines, so you just run the cards, not cards. What do you call them?
Cards. Sure.
We had two cards, both sides. We needed so it's two cards that kind of doubles up the time.
Everything.
Okay,
right.
So you run them through a machine, and that to me seems like. I mean, how long does it take it to go through the machine and scan it?
The scanners work really very quickly. We actually spend more time labeling boxes, recording where ballots live, in storage. So that's a really time-consuming process.
Let's take a quick break.
Sure.
Because I don't know what that means when you say you have to label boxes and where they live and all this.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling it has something to do with the precincts or this, but I could be totally wrong. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's helped us in the last few weeks by fixing this nasty chip that Linda had, where you can't even see it now. It took him, 45 minutes?
45 minutes.
And
drove
out, and you can't even see it. But he can fix cracks up to 24 inches. And he fixed a 12-inch crack on my windshield, 14 years ago, and you still can't see it. He's a true professional, quality workmanship, and he's not going to take chances with your safety or your family's safety. For a free consultation and evaluation, Go down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff Wurst a call at 241-8373 for an appointment. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for the springing, fresh from the world.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Our summer tribute lineup will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to country to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each, plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin 530.io.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we should play that
are
all
you,
the time.
Are you my friend?
Yeah, welcome back. 8:18 in the morning here on the 27th of June. This is PTSD Awareness Day. Cornerstone Community Bank brings us a segment, community-oriented, community-run, community-owned, the local board of directors. This is truly a community bank. four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and the newest one down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. They've been open 15 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. Linda and I are here with Kathy Darlin Allen, the county registrar.
Good morning.
And county clerk. And we're talking about the election. It looks like we're going to hear the final results by Friday, hopefully.
Yes.
Everything, the final counts are being run through the machines. Let's talk about that. That's one of the things.
Yeah.
These machines, as fast as you can push them in, they will record.
Pretty much, yeah. They count thousands and thousands of ballots an hour.
Okay.
But when they come out of the machine, you have to do something with them.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about that.
It's not like a wood chipper that's just going into the back of a
truck.
Too bad. Right? It is, if we chip them, then we could not recount a lot of them. So we want to be able to do that, right? That's why we use paper ballots. I keep hearing bring back paper ballots, which we've been using in Shasta County since 2007, so I'm kind of confused about that messaging. But anyway, when you do tabulation,
let's make that a point. We've been using paper ballots
in Shasta
since
County
2007.
First time we did a whole paper ballot election was 2008. But in 2007, we had this top-to-bottom review, a very big security review at the state level, and we moved to paper ballots.
Well, because since I've lived here, that's all I've ever voted on was paper ballots. But I thought it was because I walked down there to the poll. But that's everything.
It's both, yeah.
Okay, so once they come out of the machine, then what?
So then they have to be labeled and carefully put into storage in a way that we can go back and find them. Part of this risk-limiting audit that we're going to do this week is a statistical sampling of the ballots that were cast. And so what that means is we have to be able to go find box 12, batch 37, ballot number 2, and you have to look at the contest and make sure that that ballot and that contest was read correctly by the tabulation equipment. So we have to do that over and over and over. So it's a much different audit than the 1%. We're just taking a whole batch and we're counting it. The RLA is a little bit more specific. And we may be doing this one by batch as well. But go ahead.
It comes out with this marking on it.
There's no marking right now.
No marking.
We don't have markings on the ballot. So we run in batches of 100.
Right.
And then we affix those together. We basically take paper from an adding machine, like a long strip of paper, and fold it around the stack of paper and tape it closed with a label. And the label tells us which batch we have numbered that through the tabulation system, so what batch number it is and what precinct it is. And the precinct numbers are also imprinted on the ballots.
But so where do these go?
They go into boxes in the tabulation room. We create a set of boxes that are the storage boxes. And once we are done with the audits, then those boxes are sealed for 22 months, and they can only be opened by a court order or a request for a recount.
Okay, so where's this room at?
In the elections department.
Okay, so you've got elections in there. You're keeping boxes for 22 months.
Correct.
At the end of 22 months, you can then
shred them. And that's what we do. Yeah.
Okay.
That's for federal elections. For local elections, it's 6 months.
Oh, okay. Where is there an opportunity to have a mistake?
So there is an opportunity to have a mistake when the voter picks up the pen to mark the ballot.
Okay.
They can make mistakes marking. They can write us notes, and we can then evaluate what they've written and make sure that we're counting their ballot the way they wanted it to be counted.
So if I marked the wrong one and I put a little personal note on it and say, oops, wrong one, I meant this one, and I signed my name?
Yep.
Is that good?
We actually don't want you to sign your name.
Uh-oh.
You don't need to sign it because you're going to sign on the envelope, right? So we don't need you to sign the piece of paper. Because we want your ballot always to have a secret vote, right? The California Constitution guarantees a secret ballot. So we don't want you to ever identify yourself on your ballot. However, if you've marked both candidate A and candidate B, the voting system is going to say, hey, we don't know what this person wants. And so they're going to kick that image after we scan it in. It creates an image, and it puts it into a bucket that's called adjudication. And so after we run that set of ballots, then we have staff who are sitting at computer monitors. And if you come into my office, there's a duplicate of those monitors facing the hallway, so you can stand in the hallway and watch what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But when we see that note on the screen, they're going to click it and indicate to the voting system that it was supposed to be a vote for candidate A, not B. And then appended to the digital image is text that says, operator 12, clicked here, made the vote for candidate B. So if we ever have a question later, we can always go back and see everything that was done to that ballot within the tabulation system.
Okay. So what is the percentage, would you say, of mistakes?
With voters marking?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen something this election we haven't seen before, and for those candidates that were on ballot but unopposed, people were marking the write-in box.
They were...
Yeah, of, like, for example, for assessor, recorder, instead of voting for Leslie Morgan, they're marking the write-in box and not writing in a write-in. And they did that consistently, and hundreds of people did it. So somebody's telling people to do that. I'm not sure why. But that it's four clicks for every time you do that. So that's my staff sitting going click, 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 because there's no valid write-in in that contest. So it's not a valid vote to mark the write-in box. So that's something that often will
have. They put in a write-in, but they don't put a name in there.
They just marked the write-in area, right? They just marked, they filled in the bubble next to the blank space.
And, maybe that's their way of saying, I don't want to vote, instead of just not voting.
Right. I'm not really sure what the message is there because I didn't see
one of the things that I noticed, and Linda noticed when we filled out our ballots, was that the Sharpie you gave us that we were able to keep.
Right.
bled through on the other side.
Right. Sure.
What impact?
None. And this is a common misconception. We actually, every time a ballot is laid out in the very beginning when we're putting the ballot together, it's laid out with intention. So when we proof those ballots, we're not only making sure that all the names are spelled correctly, we're also making sure that when you look at the front and the back together, the marking positions are not corresponding. And you'll remember... maybe you won't remember, but the marking positions are on the left-hand side of the column. So when you flip the ballot over, it's on the bleed-through is happening on the right-hand side of the
names. I did notice that because I was thinking, this is bleeding through, but I was, it wasn't on another box or close to
it. The system is only looking at the place for the marking positions, and there are timing marks. You'll notice kind of black mark dotted lines all the way around the outside of the ballot. That's the timing marks that tell the system which ballot face they're looking at, so it knows where to look for candidate selections or contest selections. We had an observer in our office earlier this year, and we held the ballot up to the light, and we're talking about this fact, and they said, oh, gosh, that's so lucky. Yeah, it's not lucky. It's intentional, and it's by design. And the idea
no hanging
that,
Chad here.
No, not in that particular area, no.
Wait, is there...
No.
Okay. Just not even get into Chad.
No.
Okay.
No. Chads are not in use anymore. We have no more Chads.
Not after that one election. Here's a question. What do I need to do to get a polling place in my area?
Mm-hmm. Give us a call. Call the office, 225-325-5730. Depending on if you... The way you're going to have the most success is not by calling and saying, I want a polling place in my area, but calling and saying, I have a great polling place that you may be able to use. Talk to your neighbors, talk to the businesses or the look around your neighborhood. Make sure there's a place that we can actually use. If you live in a community like Igoono, where the only public building is the Grange, and it has a gravel parking lot.
Didn't the Grange burn down?
Yes, I'm sorry, that's my... That's right, I'm sorry.
Let's go to the bar. Let's go to the bar there in town, and then that way, after you vote, you get a free beer. Come on.
Yeah, and then, we have to have a facility that is either already ADA compliant or that we can make ADA compliant with the use of ramps or door stops, et cetera. We really need facilities. And
so you are looking then for polling places.
Absolutely.
Okay, so.
Almost as much as we're looking for poll workers, we're looking for polling places. We have a couple that we use that, what we found in the past especially is that when we kind of force ourselves on folks, poll workers have a bad day, the voters have a bad day, the facility's not happy that we're there because we twisted their arm a little bit. So we really do a much better, everybody has a better experience when it's a facility that's a volunteer. Taylor Motors is a great example. They called us, they wanted to be a Dropbox location, they want to be a polling place, and we're happy to do that. And we've used them the last several elections. They've been great partners.
Can I put a drop-off box in front of my house?
I don't think we need to do that because I don't think you live on a main thoroughfare.
Oh, but if I did, could you? I mean, if somebody lived in the main thoroughfare, could they say, "Hey, you can put a polling box there"?
So they can certainly call and volunteer. Whether we'll take them up on it or not is a whole other discussion. Right now, as I'm sure you're well aware, drop boxes are becoming a little more controversial than they were when we started using them in 2012.
Why?
People are concerned. about people taking multiple ballots and dropping them off all at the same time, which is, you know, the same
it's
thing.
It's called ballot harvesting.
Ballot harvesting, right, which is legal in California.
Which is legal in California.
But, you know, every blue postal box is also a ballot drop box, and I'm pretty sure we're not going to get those removed.
Okay. All right. We're with Kathy Darlin Allen. Did you see 2,000 mules?
I did not.
Okay.
You'll notice when you call me to ask me questions about the election, I don't charge you money to get that information.
Okay.
I did not see that movie, but we have friends who have.
Yeah, yeah. We'll make our way there one time.
Yeah. Well, we can. I think we could see it on. We have to just pay for it, but we can see it on our.
Anyway, we're here with Kathy Garland Allen. We've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. Doug Tooley is a better-known business. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug at 530-241-3474 to find out why Dish is America's simple, reliable home entertainment solution. We'll be right back.
Days when the rains came, down in the hollow, playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping, in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our communities when minutes matter.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tide that's fine. Because you're
trying
mine.
To, yep.
I walk the line.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and DeBob. We're on 7 to 9 AM Monday through Friday. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alaska Airlines.
Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines and one-stop getting where in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend on the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle that takes Alaskan cruise or that, well, we've done that before. We just loved it. Book now at alaskaairlines.com/Reading.
Okay. We're here with Kathy Darlin Allen.
The break I was telling Kathy, and we're going to just squeeze this in here because we just, we still have some time. In our chat pack, we have somebody who we've known for years, and we know that this is a person who's extremely reasonable. And in the chat pack, the voting and counting is a very complicated system. I have listened to the process many times, but from what I'm hearing from Kathy this morning, many of us still do not understand the complete working of the process. And you say,
please come down to the office, be an observer, get a tour. We will do, prior to November's election, we'll do an orientation training class for observers. We will then do individual tours that will be scheduled throughout probably the month of October, maybe September. I'm not sure yet about that schedule, but we are happy to see folks and have them come in and observe the process. And your commenter is right. It is complicated. It is multi-layered. But what I was starting to say during the break was, the difference between now and 5 years ago is it used to be the case that someone would call me and I would have a conversation with them, sometimes as long as an hour, and explain all the checks and balances. Ballots are never in the custody of one person alone. They're always in the custody of two people, et cetera. And after the 2020 election, starting then, I started to hear things at the end of those conversations like, well, you sound really sincere, but I don't believe you. Over and over and over. And, you know, I don't have a bully pulpit. I am not going to ever be louder than folks who are spreading this bad information. And so that's frustrating for those of us who do the work. But we really want people to understand how the process works. If we don't all agree that our elections are valid, we have a problem.
You're counting
right?
Now. I want to come down and observe.
Absolutely.
Can I just stand down
yep.
there?
Yep.
Can I stand? Can I watch as they're being counted and
yes.
tabulated?
Well, I think you probably have to hoof it down there pretty quick because I think they started at 8.
Well, no, I know that. But I could just go down yes. any time during the day,
yes.
really.
Yes.
And just
you say, don't have to do the whole orientation process.
No,
right?
I just
want
to come down. Yeah, I just
want to
come down and see how it works.
Yes.
Okay.
You can do that, yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Eric, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. I got a couple questions for Ms. Allen. The first is, why did she not recuse herself from the election, given the fact that she was a candidate? The voting regulation 15625, in that situation for recount, would require her recusal. Why did she not do it in this case?
This is not a recount. This is a regular election. I made the personal decision in 2006, the first time I ran with opposition, not to touch any live ballots. And in 2010, when I was opposed again, I made that same decision and stepped back from a lot of the duties I would normally do in the office, processing ballots. In 14 and 18, I had no opposition, and so I participated fully in those two elections. And this election, again, I had opposition, and so I have not touched one live ballot except the one I voted. And so that was a personal decision. That's not required by any law or regulation. There are multiple other county clerks around the state who are in the same scenario. And in a much smaller county, it would really be onerous on the department for not to have the department head helping out.
Okay, second question.
Yeah, another question. So a lot of people were very confused by the wide differential between the tabulations that were gathered at the scene of the various precincts and the results that were published. The first batch of results, I think, were published about 5 minutes after the polling places closed. It was about a 30% differential on all of the Liberty Committee-endorsed candidates. Is that something typical that you would see in an election, where there would be such a wide variance between what the machines at the various precincts were reporting and the first drop of ballots?
You know, 5 years ago, I would have said, no, there shouldn't be any difference in those at all. But if you Google the term red mirage, you might find some interesting information about that phenomenon. You know, we've been hearing at the federal level ever since 2019 or so that mail-in ballots are a bad thing. Over the last 50 years, mail-in ballots typically were used by Republicans more than any other group. But that messaging has changed quite dramatically over the last 5 years, so I wasn't surprised to see that at all. And I can anecdotally tell you stories about poll workers who have been treated terribly by people who don't trust the election process and who are there in person not only to cast their ballot but also to make sure that whoever they get to talk to gets a dose of abuse.
Hmm.
Well, Eric, what you're saying, if I understand this right, Eric, is that the people will go into and they drop off their ballots, and then that night, when the first results come out, is that what you're talking about?
So essentially, every precinct posts, or they're supposed to post for 3 days, the tabulation that were produced by the machines that the people inserted their ballots into. And people acquired photographs of these tapes from the various machines. And the tapes that were photographed, in fact, I think Rich DiLardo was capable of acquiring all of them, showed a massive differential, about a 30% differential between the results that were tabulated from the machines at the various polls and the voting that was processed by the ROV prior to the election. So another question that I have is that it's my understanding that you stopped picking up Dropbox location ballots on June 2nd. Is that correct?
That we stopped picking them up?
Yes, that you stopped picking them up on June 2nd until the election. You waited until...
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
We're required by law to pick them up every 24 hours within the 7 days prior to the election.
Do you segregate drop-off ballots at the poll at the precinct from vote by mail?
Yes. Cool. Yes, we do. And we, well, I'm sorry. That no, we will not be doing that. When we publish the statement of vote, we will publish four different tally types. Vote by mail, all mail precincts, election day, and early vote. So election day are the ballots that you're talking about that were dropped, that were voted in person at the polls. Anyone who drops off their ballot at the polls is going to be put into that vote by mail bucket.
Why?
Because it's a vote by mail ballot. How we receive it back doesn't have any bearing on how we tabulate it.
Would you agree that's a different species of ballot? The kind of person that drops it off at a polling place is different than somebody who puts it in the mail?
That's a social science question. I haven't done any research in that regard, so I can't really answer it.
I know that your office actually publishes data that talks about drop-offs. In fact, the posting that's supposed to be at the precinct talks about the number of drop-offs.
We can tell you how many ballots were dropped off at a given precinct, but when we tabulate them, they get all mixed back up again.
They get commingled, correct?
Yes.
Why is the other thing that looks like it's commingled is that on their second report, the one that was issued on June 7th, it was actually very late in the evening, about 10:30 or so in the evening, you included 2,109 early vote species of ballots. Those were, in fact, from the ICE machines at the Registrar of Voters' office.
So many of those were not actually early vote.
Let her answer that. The early ones were what? You said those were ones?
Yeah. People who voted in person at the office, those votes are categorized as early votes. That's correct.
Eric, we got to run. It's a break.
They were done on election day.
This portion of the show, hello. Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. I'm getting my hair cut there for about 15 years. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. We don't want to cut people off, but that had been a series of questions that I think that if there's more questions like that, that this is a probably a good time just to give Kathy a call at her office and go through those things, recusals or whatever. I know that there's wait a minute, hang on, turn her on, come on, okay, you're back on.
Thank you. I'm depending on the advice of the county council. And if someone has a question about recusal, as I said, there are probably over a dozen county clerks, registrars, who were on the ballot this election. I don't know of one person that recused themselves. In fact, I don't know of one person who didn't count touch live ballots the way I did. I don't know if any of my peers did that. I may be the only one.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bob. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. We have four tickets to give away to the Colt 45's baseball. You can use for 4th of July, so you want to go out there and watch the game and then watch the fireworks afterwards.
Give us a call, 605-4567.
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Saturday. This is the place for all your tobacco needs. They have all the accessories. They have pipe tobacco, a great selection, of course, of pipes, and their cigars in that walk-in humidor. Or just the selection in there is just outstanding. It's a great present for your, for people that love cigars. If you want to go down yourself and see why the Grindstone Club has been around 100 years smoking cigars. We're here with Kathy Darlin Allen, and she is, of course, the county registrar, the county clerk. And you have cameras now, right?
We actually had cameras installed. Yeah, we because of like everybody else, we're experiencing some supply chain issues. We had cameras. We wanted cameras installed and active, actually more than our up, but we have a line of sight internet connection to the county administrative building, which means our data load is fairly low what we can handle. So we have to do some technical upgrades to that. And some of the cameras we ordered just haven't come in yet. But we do have a camera in the back alley and also in, by the front door of the office on the exterior.
Okay. So that would tell if anybody's trying to get in the back.
Well, we also have an alarm on the building. Mm-hmm. We have magnetic key card doors inside the building, so people can't just wander around the building. You know, you can't just break a window and wander around and do what you want in the building. That's not going to happen. You're going to have some company from our friends at RPD if that happened in the middle of the night.
Okay. So, well, that's the thing is, you know, people need to feel, I think this is one here. It says, it's not matter who or how many votes. It's who counts the votes. I watched the Gangs of New York last night. And what they were doing to stuff the ballot boxes, and they said, we've run out of ballots. He goes, so? He says, keep counting. And so that's why what you do has got to be perfect.
Well, and this is the challenge that we face now as election officials around the country. This is not a Shasta County problem. It's not a Republican problem, and it's not a Democratic problem. It's an American problem, right? We have to be able to respect and trust the people who are handling our election process. And quite frankly, it has not been until the last 6 or so years or 7 years that we've had some of these really loud concerns about the process. And the way that we've handled that here in Shasta County is to try and make the process as transparent as possible by inviting folks in. You know, I can only do so much. I cannot convince people who have consumed so much information about problems in other states, problems in other jurisdictions, many of those reports are not accurate. So that's it's a real challenge to figure out how can we invite people into the process, and we have done that. At the recall election, we had, in February, we had dozens of people in our office over and over, days and days ahead of time and after the election. And at the very end of the process, you know, people were in our office from the recall proponents from that whole group, and they were very gratified and
were they happy?
And they
were happy.
They were happy because they won.
Yeah.
And now that some of the same people are in that are you know had backed candidates that didn't win, all of a sudden there's a lot of doubt and a lot of concern, and you know. Grief is a multi-step process, and one of those steps is denial, and I think that's where we have some folks sitting right now.
Well,
if I can play a psychiatrist.
Well, no, because, you know, it's, you know, I can understand why people are upset.
Of course.
And if there's, you know, and then if there's questions, because everybody wants to feel like their vote is counted and counted correctly.
Absolutely.
You even said to me one time on the show that the L.A. machines they use down in L.A. to count the votes, you did not have a lot of confidence in them. Did I understand that right?
So the Los Angeles system has now been tested live fire, right?
Right.
In multiple elections. But the first time they used them was a pilot. And it was a pilot in a live election. That's somewhat troubling and problematic, but it's the only way that it's the way the law was crafted and the way that they did it.
Mm-hmm.
They have done all the same audits that we do here in Shasta County after elections. And I believe at the recall election, they actually, because they were required, I think it was in the recall election, it may have been another one, but they ended up doing a full hand count. Can you imagine in Los Angeles County what a full hand count would look like and how long it would take?
Have we ever done that?
We actually did it in February.
For
9,017 votes we counted. And
you counted each one
was counted and validated and matched exactly what the tabulation system indicated.
Okay. It's not easy.
It's not an easy process. And that's part of the difficulty in explaining it to people is that because it's so complex, I've been accused of talking in circles before. No, I'm not talking in circles. It's just, I'm talking in a 35-step process that has to happen. That's just one piece, right? And so there's a lot to understand, and there's a lot of hands in the process, and I think that's part of what validates and should reassure people. I'm not sitting in a room by myself counting ballots, and neither is any other person in California. Every county has to have multiple people with ballots when they're being processed. I mean, I have somebody go into the server room and run a backup. They take somebody with them because we don't ever want to have one person in that room alone, ever.
Well, we felt really secure when we went and voted in person. There was somebody at the door. I felt like they were watching us. You had two women at the, giving us our ballots. We had to sign our name. Didn't have to show an ID. Sign our name. And then we went over after we took our ballots over to the box so that we could hear the ding, know that we were counted. I think we're, whatever it was, 11 and 12 or something like that.
I know it wasn't very many.
No.
The percentage of people who vote by mail, historically.
No excuse, permanent vote by mail started in 2000. At that time, we had about 1,000 people who voted by mail permanently. Now we're up to 79% of the voter file. Now, that really doesn't mean a lot anymore because, as you know, now everybody gets a ballot mailed to them.
Right.
That's new. Who asked for a ballot or who didn't, isn't necessarily germane to the process of the election,
but it's
germane to our conversation, right?
Yeah, before we had 79% of the people in Shasta County voted by mail.
Right.
I would imagine it's probably close to that, if not more, voted by mail this time. So all those ballots were in already. And
many of them were in, but they weren't included in the count yet because a lot of them were dropped off or mailed in on election day.
Right. It doesn't mean just because they're mailing ballots that they get mailed,
correct,
they could be dropped. And people like us who just, when I said, well, I'm going to vote by written person, so I just threw mine away and then had to go back and get a phone call that they made a phone. Hey, we got 12 people on this line. So he called, checked Linda and I, we were okay. So we could vote that way. It worked the way it was supposed to.
Good.
I understand consternation out there. I understand how people have worked so hard that they really put themselves on the line out there. I mean, they really did. I mean, it was tough. It was people running, and it was hard. And they, you know, when you put yourself out there and your followers put yourself out there, and you're close.
It's hard to take the L. I get
it.
Yeah.
It is.
It's hard.
And, you know, the fact is that Friday we'll have the final say. The final count, hopefully.
We may actually publish final numbers today. We won't actually certify, quote unquote, which just means, you know, that we've completed all the tests that were required to complete during the canvass until Friday.
Till Friday, but you'll have the final numbers, you think, today?
I think we will, yes.
You're going to put out a press release?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And they'll be on our website.
You know, my friends, I understand the anger. I really do. I do understand anger because it's something that maybe you don't understand totally. But you think, gosh, you know, there's a way that it could be, you know, weaved in a different way. But I also believe in Occam's razor that the simplest answer is the best, is the right answer, that you have a system where two people have to be in there all the time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to
you. Turn that off. You have a system where two people have to be there. You know, at what point do we just totally stop?